I've got something to tell you this morning. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. I'm Mike Kiley, and this morning I'll be filling in for Pastor Eric. Pastor is at the annual conference. He and Mavis went. Very important function of our Methodist Church. And I'm very happy to have this opportunity. Got a few announcements we need to make this morning. Number one, I'd like to say welcome. Welcome to first all of you, and welcome to the folks that are on the radio this morning, on the internet. I understand that we are now in full living stereo, and I'm one that won't hardly answer the cell phone. And I've got clickers in my pocket and things like that. So hang on. It's hard to say what's going to happen around here this morning. Brother Cliff Soppy prints up every week some study guide notes for daily devotional. And I thought, from my viewpoint on these study notes this week, Cliff did a tremendous job, because he called me and he said, "Mike, where are you going with that scripture?" And I didn't talk to him over 2 seconds, and he said, "Gotcha." And believe me, that's all Cliff had before he prepared these study notes. So take a look at these study notes and make this a part of your daily Bible study. I thought he did a tremendous job. Another thing I'd like to bring to your attention, Mary Chance's granddaughter, Jessica Abbott, daughter of Rusty and Luann Abbott, has graduated from radiology school, and she's going to start her career down in Texas. And we praise God and give her congratulations. And if you happen to run across her or Mary, give them your praise God and the congratulations. Eric wanted to use this time as a time of praise and thanksgiving for the good things that happen in our church community. And believe me, we have a busy, busy community. Debbie Chapin's got just a little thing she'd like to tell us about Friendship Club or Friendship Family Fun Festival. Grab a mic, Debbie, and tell us about it.
Good morning. We've been discussing the Family Fun Festival for a few weeks now. We've been handing out some things, and we've got some responses. We've been planning for what we've had 3 meetings now, going on our 4th. We kind of know what we're going to do now, but we still need some help in some different areas. And what we wanted to, that's what this little green sheet we handed out today. The festival will be held October 17th, which is Heritage Days weekend. It's the Saturday of that weekend. We're going to have games for the kids. We're going to have crafts. We're going to have a flea market, a barbecue cook-off, and that's what all these guys are working on up here. this is my game team. And et cetera, because this man just keeps grabbing things and does more and more all the time. She's doing the barbecue cook-off. Raymond's taking care of our banners. And I'm going to be crafts and flea market. But if you can help out, we need in all areas. I mean, if you can give us 30 minutes that day, we'll take it. And we just need some people that maybe want to help out in the game booths just to, you know, monitor the kids coming in and out or that kind of thing. We're also going to have a kid's store, and I don't see Lisa here, but Lisa Dorflinger is going to be our kid's store coordinator. And that's a place where when the kids are playing the games, they're going to get tickets, and then they can just go spend them on whatever they want to spend them on. So if you can help out, just fill out the contact information. We also need some donations for wrapping paper and things for a gift wrap booth. Just all kinds of things that are listed. So if you can help, we'd appreciate it. It's going to be a fun day for the whole church and for the whole community. Thanks. It's the Saturday of Heritage Days weekend. It's October 17th, and it's going to be held from 9 to 4, or until, you know, we're not going to tell people they have to go home right at 4. We have a lot of people here. We're going to play all day. So, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't put it on this, but. Oh, judges. You want some judges?
I want judges.
This little girl needs some barbecue the contestants need to be judged. So if you'd like to be a judge and you like barbecue, hey, that's where we're at. We have a pie contest going on, so I know there's some of you out there that could judge that pie contest, too. Anything else?
Thank you.
Forgot about the horseshoe thing.
Okay.
One more little quick. We also have a horseshoe tournament, so if you're good at horseshoes or if you're not so good, come on out. And we're going to hold that down in the harbor. So.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
Thanks.
Dee, did we have one more?